Hi, guys, and welcome to the Okay So podcast with Lins and Jens.
I'm Jensen. I'm 23 years old, newly married, and you may have seen me on So You Think You Can Dance.
And I am Lindsay, 27-year-old new mom to my beautiful daughter, Sage, and you may recognize me from Dancing with the Stars. We are sisters who were born and raised in Utah, and we are so excited to dive into all things family, sisterhood, friendship, lifestyle, and so much more.
Okay, so let's get into it.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Okay So podcast. It's Lindsay and Jensen. We're so excited to have you back listening. We hope you guys have enjoyed all of our episodes we've done so far.
Yeah.
And it's just been fun to talk about different topics and like kind of like, I mean, I think it's forced us to think in different ways too. So.
Well, totally, because it's like you're having to spend a lot of time talking about a certain topic. So you really like dive deep into it.
And yeah.
Really, I don't know.
It's been fun. Well, we have a really fun episode today for you guys. We feel like this is something we always get asked about. I feel like people are always pretty curious, and we also get a lot of hate about it too.
Oh, so 100%.
I think it's going to be fun to just kind of like address it, inform you guys, and yeah. But we got to start out with our classic weekly update. Anything happened, Jensen? Anything notable for you?
Seriously, no. No. Like I always am like every week, every update, I just blank and I can't think of anything cool or exciting that's happening in my life. So, right now, there's nothing.
Well,
I don't know. Same old, same old.
You didn't go on a trip this week, did you?
No.
No trip?
I feel like I've been on a trip every week.
I know. No. You're kind of just chilling.
We're just chilling. Working.
Nice.
Playing with Sage.
Yeah.
Literally, well, no big updates.
I had a really stressful and big week. I left Sage for the first time by myself for 4 nights. Yeah, you heard that right. 4 freaking nights. I left my 9-month-old for 4 nights. I was a mess. It was honestly the hardest thing ever. So I went to Kauai because I am doing an athletic wear line, and we were doing our campaign shoot in Kauai, which is amazing. Like, I was so grateful for the opportunity, so excited to go to Kauai, but it freaking broke my heart leaving her. It was so sad. So like my mom and sisters took her during the day because Sam was at work, and then Sam had her at night. But it was really sad, and I was like, I literally bawled. I bawled dropping her off. My dad was there at the house when I dropped her off, and he was like, Lindsay, it's going to be okay. But I was bawling, and then I left, and it was fine. And then it was like every couple hours I'd remember and get sad, and then I'd FaceTime her, and she like didn't even want to look at me in the FaceTime. She was just like having so much fun without me, which is good. But it was sad.
But you were sad.
But I was sad, but it was fun. Kauai was great. We were super busy the whole time, which helped a lot. And yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff done, and then I came home, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Fun.
It was fun.
It's like you always have big updates, and I'm always like...
Well, most of mine are around Sage, and every week she's doing something different and special. Yeah. She's starting to balance, stand on her own. I feel like she'd walk any day now, but then I also could see it still being like a month or two away.
Yeah. Who
I don't knows? Know. We'll see. You'll definitely hear when it happens.
Of course.
Okay, well... That's kind of our update.
Yeah.
That's all we got for you.
That's all
but
we got.
But let's talk to you about what we are doing today. So yeah. Like we said, this is something we get asked about all the time and something that we get hate about all the time. And that is our current jobs, which is being influencers.
Influencers.
I actually hate that word.
Like
I
content just feel like creators.
Content creators. That's a mouthful as well. I don't know. Any way you say it, I feel like it's just like... I feel like it has a really bad rap to it. Like
a bad stigma, yeah.
Yeah, people are like, oh, you're an influencer. But that's what we are.
That's what we do, yeah.
Currently. I mean, for the past like year and a half, there hasn't been a lot of dance opportunity for either one of us. There hasn't been any TV shows for us to do. Really, teaching jobs have been kind of like non-existent. So being influencers, content creators has really become like our main source of income.
Yeah.
Which has been incredible. And I'm
so awesome.
Super grateful for it. But I feel like people don't fully understand what that even means. And
yeah.
Grasp that that can be an income, that can be your job. And that it also is actually a job. Like it's not just like running around taking yeah. pics all day. It's like definitely a job. So
yeah,
we just wanted to dive into that.
We went on our Instagram page and asked you guys just any assumptions you have about influencers, and we're going to be very honest and just tell you the truth about it.
Yeah,
because I think there's a lot of, like Lindsay said, unseen, like it's actually a lot of work. It's not just like, oh, we go take a picture in this cute dress, post it on Instagram. It's like you are constantly having to create things, but we'll get into that more when we answer the assumptions. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people don't see it as like a job, and I 100% think it's a job.
It really is. And like, in my opinion, I feel like it's almost like a 24/7 job.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sucky at times because social media can definitely be overwhelming and it
totally.
It can be hard. Like, it can be hard to be so wrapped up in.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a balance of like making sure you're creating content enough. Cause that's the thing is like, you guys want to see just like we're doing this podcast right now. Like,
yeah.
If we just decided to skip a couple weeks, that wouldn't go over well for our business and for our followers and our fans. Yeah. Like, you generate a following and you have to keep them engaged. You want them to want to see what you're doing, to follow you. And that's part of your job. So it's like, you've got to be committed to it. You've got to really like dive in. You can't just dabble in it. It's just like any other 9-to-5 job. Like, but for me, I feel like it's not 9-to-5. It's kind of just like
all the time.
From the second I wake up to the second I go to sleep is trying to constantly like
post things
be and keep
active.
People in the loop of what my life is. But then also finding a balance of like, okay, I can't take over my life. I want to still be a mom and a wife and like have time where I can just be me and not feel like I'm sharing everything on social media.
Yeah.
So it's a fine line and it's a hard balance, but.
But it's fun.
I'm super grateful for it. I mean, like I said, I feel like in the past year and a half, it's become so much more of a thing. Like,
oh, totally.
That's how brands promote their products.
It's like marketing now.
Yeah. Marketing is social media. Like, I mean, how many times do you go on your social media and you get a targeted ad about something that you Googled like 5 minutes before?
It's insane.
It's
crazy.
It's kind of scary. Like, sometimes I'm like, are they listening to me?
They are.
They are. But yeah, it's like that's where the world is going. And it's awesome and it opens up a lot of opportunity. So I'm grateful for it. But then also there's definitely downsides to it. Like I'm sure there is with any job that anybody has.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Totally. Well, should we just get into the assumptions?
Yeah,
I'm really excited.
Okay. Let's do this. We asked you guys your assumptions or any questions you have about being an influencer. And we're just going to dig right in. So first one, and we probably have like hundreds of these, but this one says they advertise / promote some things that they don't actually use. Mm. So this is something that I get all the time, whether it's DMs, comments. When we do assumption videos like this, people always say you don't actually use the products that you promote. So as we're speaking, we are only speaking to our experience and to what we personally do. I'm not saying that across the board, all influencers are the same, but I do not promote something unless I have had the product sent to me, I have used it, and I actually like it and want to continue using it. I won't even consider the product. I will admit, in my early years on social media, I mean, maybe like, I think it's probably like right when I got in Dancing with the Stars, there were some brands that reached out to me, random brands I'd never used, and I was excited because they're like, we'll pay you so and this much to post a picture. So I was like, yeah, didn't even really think about if I loved the brand. And I absolutely hate that I did that. And I'm so grateful that now, like, I really do make it a thing. And I really feel it's super important to only promote and speak about products that I genuinely believe in and use and like.
Yeah.
So that's something that is like, I think people, it's hard to know, though, because there are probably people out there who post products that they don't love. But I've always tried to be really open and honest with my followers that, like, what you see here is genuine. I'm never going to tell you guys I like something if I don't actually believe in it or enjoy it. So that's my opinion.
No, I think a really good point is that, like, both of us and Brinley and Riley, like, we try the product before we even promote it.
Yeah.
So we are, like, actively using it, trying it. If we don't like it, we will tell our manager, like, let's pass on this because we don't really love the product.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are very genuine in what we like and what we share to you guys.
And like Jensen said, like, so we, companies reach out to us, they go through our manager, and I can't even tell you, like, I'm not even trying to sound crazy right now, but I turn down brands every single day.
Yeah.
Like, not to sound cocky in any way, but just to show you that, like, we don't just say, oh, money, 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 give it to me. I want to do everything I possibly can. Like, brands reach out, and if we don't like it before even, like, there's brands that I already know. I'm like, I don't even use that kind of product, so I don't even want to try it. I know I don't like it. I don't want to talk about it. So, like, just to give you perspective on, like, we do get reached out to by a lot of brands, and the ones that we actually do end up promoting are ones that we've, like, hand-selected from a lot of different options.
Yeah. Okay, next question. They devote a lot of their time to social media and gaining followers. So I think this is very true. It is very time consuming. Like we said before, it's just like you're constantly trying to think of content or constantly filming stuff to show our followers like what we're doing, what we're up to. And a big thing with companies is they see how many followers you have and what your engagement is like. So gaining followers, like that, that's your number one priority, I think. It's like if you have more followers, you get more opportunities. But yeah, I think that is very true.
Yeah. And like Jensen said, so companies will look at how many followers you have, but then even more now with this, like with the way that Instagram is going, they care more about engagement. And engagement means how many views you're getting on your stories, how many likes you're getting on your pictures, how many people are commenting, how many people are saving your photos. Like when you really get into it, it's a full on business. Like I imagine it's like marketing. Like I feel like our job is very similar to being like a marketing or a sales agent.
100%.
Like we have to look at all the insights. We look at our, they look at our demographic. They see, okay, what's your age range? Okay, then our product won't really apply to you because your age range isn't in our like must have. So they take into account all of those things, and it's up to us to make sure that we are like staying within our,
well, we're just on top of our game.
Yeah, because if you're not posting, you're not getting as many people viewing your stories, and you don't have as many things. So that's really important. So yeah, we do devote a lot of our time to that. And it's funny though, because I've noticed in the past year, like I spend more time on Instagram creating content than I do scrolling.
Yeah, same.
Like I used to scroll for hours and hours and hours, but now it's like I hop on, I get my stuff on, and then I try to hop off, because if I didn't, then I feel like I would be in, on Instagram
all the time,
all day,
all day. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This one's good. That negative comments / hate affects them much more than people assume or understand. Hmm. So this is interesting. I feel like we might have different answers. I personally have always tried to kind of blow off hate comments and laugh them off. And for the most part, I do pretty good. And I also like to like put people on blast and like I'll always share it, because I think it's interesting for people to see like, wow, other people feel comfortable enough to say those things. And I also want the people who say it to know that like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like I feel very lucky that I'm in a place where most of the hate comments don't really affect me, but they don't, it's not that they don't make me feel sad or insecure, but they definitely upset me. Like if anything, like I don't necessarily feel insecure about them, but it really bothers me that people go out of their way to try to tear me down or to tear other people down.
Yeah.
Like that really aggravates me. So if anything, I just get freaking mad when people do that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. No, I would say the same thing. I think when I first started, I would really get like my confidence would definitely,
It's easier to brush it off. Or it was harder to brush it off.
It was a lot harder at the beginning to brush it off. Like, I just felt like it was so personal and they were attacking me. But now I just feel like, not that I'm used to it, but I've just grown up and I, like, sit and I'll go and, like, read through my message requests, and I'm just, like, looking at the people that are saying mean things to me. And I'm just like, why would you do that? Like, who are you? Like, what do you do? Could you imagine if I said that same thing to you? So I think now I mean, it doesn't affect me anymore. But yeah, it's always funny to just sit back and be like, well, what do you do? Like, what if I came on your Instagram and did that kind of stuff? So it's just kind of crazy that people feel the need to tell you how they feel about something, which I mean, in turn, yes, like we are putting our lives out there and sharing things with you guys. But it's just like, it's funny, the mean comments. I'm like, come on.
I get so much just like. The funniest part is people will comment something negative, and then it's like it starts this little fight amongst my followers. And it's always so funny to hear the negative people's like justification. They always say, well, they're sharing their lives, so they should expect to get this, which I'm like,
which you get. But also it's like,
should anybody expect negativity? Like, why is that something that somebody should expect? Like, they're basically saying, like, if you post your life, then you should expect to get hate.
Yeah.
That's freaking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's funny to me, too, because if, like, I call somebody out, like, I won't put their name on the story or whatever, but I always get a message back, like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't think you were going to take it that way. It's funny because they just want a reaction out of you.
Yeah.
Like, they just want you to either comment back. They want you to see it. So that's a hard thing, too. But
yeah,
whatever. Okay, next question. I assume that you love what you do. Love, love, love you guys. Please read mine.
Well, we read it. And yes, I mean, I think with any job, there comes times where it's stressful, overwhelming, or maybe you're not, like, you're kind of in a funk. But for the most part, I feel so freaking blessed to do what we do.
Well, yeah, I'm just, like, so grateful because it's, like, and two, it's fun because we do it together. Like, yeah. This podcast, me and Lindsay are doing it together. With our YouTube channel, we're doing it with all of our sisters. Like, it's just fun that we can, like, grow as sisters with our businesses and everything. But it's just so much fun. Like, I really genuinely enjoy it.
I feel really lucky because I've still been able to make a living while being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah,
like, it definitely makes things a little bit more difficult. It's not just like being a stay-at-home mom, I'm also working at home, but I'm so lucky because then I get to spend time with Sage while still, like, providing for our family, and I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, this one says, you don't pay for anything and your job is easy. So I get a lot of, I've been doing a lot of, like, Amazon fashion hauls lately. And I feel like with becoming an influencer, like, lately, I feel like I'm sharing a lot more about, like, the clothes I wear and the products that I use. And I feel like people are always like, geez, you must just get everything for free. You never have to pay for anything. And that's not true at all. There are more items in my closet and in my bathroom that I have purchased myself.
Yeah.
But we do also get free items. Like, if we're promoting a brand, they're going to send us the product for free. And then sometimes companies will send us products because they want us just to try it out. Not necessarily a paid thing, but they're like, we'd love to just see what you think about this. So there definitely is things that we get for free. And that comes with the job, but then it's not like our whole entire life is paid for. We still got to pay the bills. We still got to. And that's what I think people don't understand is, like, This is a job. Just like you have a job, you're making money so you can pay the bills, provide for your family. That's what we're doing too.
Yeah.
Like, we're not just like, it's not like we don't have responsibility just like everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, this one's funny. All the people from The Bachelor turn into influencers after being on the show. I mean,
kind of, yeah.
Yeah, they do. And I'm like, good for them. Yeah. Because they're getting great exposure while going on that show. Not saying their intentions, I don't know what their intentions are, but going on that show, you get great exposure. So it's like, why not? If you have followers, why not start?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's smart. Like, I don't care what they do.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, this one says, we get to travel a lot. So, yes and no.
I wouldn't say, like, for, I mean, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say.
The first time I got to travel literally was just barely in Hawaii. Like, that was the first time I've had a job that caused, besides dance jobs.
Yeah, dance jobs, that's not.
But, like, influencer jobs, usually you don't really need to travel for because you can do it from anywhere. So, yeah, the first thing that I've kind of traveled for in the past, like, 2 years was going to Kauai. But for the most part, you don't. I mean, if we travel, we're, like,
Doing it ourselves.
Yeah, we're doing it ourselves. Occasionally, though, to be, like, transparent, there have been vacations that we've gone on as a family where we reached out to a certain hotel or a certain
house
and said, we'd love to promote your home if we do, like, a little exchange. So we have done some vacations like that, and the good thing about that is it's like both sides are benefiting. And I mean, if people don't feel like we'd benefit them, that's the thing, is there's been a lot of places that are like, no, we don't really feel like, we don't see the value.
Yeah.
But then a lot of places have been like, actually, we really need a good boost in, like, social media presence. So we'd love to have you come and stay at our hotel and post about it. So there have been a couple instances like that. But then a lot of times we just go on vacation just like anybody else does and pay for it.
Yeah. Next question. There are constant brands reaching out to you to pay you for advertising. So, I mean, yes and no. I feel like at the beginning I'd get a ton of DMs of just like, hey, we would love to send you stuff if you would post about it. But now, like we said in the beginning a little bit, we have a manager that does it all. So I don't really see that stuff coming in just because she handles it all. I mean, at the beginning I got a ton of DMs just like, hey, can we send you a shirt if you post or whatever? But
yeah. I think, like, you'd be surprised how many brands reach out through DM on Instagram. Like, that's really a crazy way that, like, business is done.
Which is so funny because they get so lost. Like,
I know.
But
then also, like, so how it usually works is most brands have an agency that represents them. So, like, there's an agency that will go out and find talent to promote their stuff. And those agencies will then reach out to our managers. And one agency could represent, like, 100 different brands. So that's kind of how the connection usually works and usually goes through a manager. But a lot of people, like Jensen said, like a lot of smaller brands will typically reach out on Instagram. And then usually we're like, if you want to work with us, reach out to our manager and we direct them that way.
I feel like I get a lot of emails too from companies just because I have my email available on my Instagram.
Yeah, my email, if you email, you're emailing my manager. So it's like.
Yeah. That's weird because my email is my manager too. So I'm like, wait.
How are you getting emails?
I don't know.
Hey.
That's weird. Creepy. Oh, this one's funny. That they are pretty dang rich because they mostly use high quality makeup and hair.
And skincare. Interesting. I mean,
I don't really know how to address that. I mean, I don't consider us dang rich. Like, I just think that's a funny term. But I mean, I think we do pretty well. I can't speak for other influencers. Like, I bet a lot of influencers do, like, really, really well.
Yeah.
Like, I think we do well. I'm not going to tell you how much money we make, but it's like.
Yeah, that's kind of an awkward question. But like, I just never get that. Like, people being like, you must have so much money. Like, what if I do? Or what if I don't?
What if we don't?
Like, or what does that affect you? But I think it's interesting that they say, like, we seem rich because we use high quality hair and skincare. I mean, some people just prioritize that over other things. Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. I
feel like, we got to keep looking good.
We got to look good.
So we got to use high quality product.
Okay, this is funny. Influencers would never make it in a normal 8-to-5 job.
Rude.
I know, that is kind of rude. I mean, I am very grateful that I don't have to do an 8-to-5 job, but like, I also know how to work hard and I would do that. I mean, it's just funny that people think that, like, I feel like a lot of people think we don't know how to work.
Well, yeah, but like, I have had like full on 9-to-5 jobs, and it's like, yes, it's different because you're going to an office, you're sitting there all day long, but I wouldn't compare it to being harder than being an influencer. Like, yes, I'm getting to be at home and like get to be my own comfort. Like, I don't know, but it's not any easier. It's like so many different things that you need to be like constantly working and doing. And so I don't know. I just think that's funny. But we know how to work hard. That was one thing that our parents instilled in us and really like taught us was how to work hard.
And I think like we don't have an 8-to-5 job. We have, I'm not kidding, literally like 24/7. Like there's no like end of like the workday, which is sometimes a little bit frustrating because it's not like we can go to work and then you're done at 5 and you don't have to think about it. Like I'm answering emails, responding to things, trying to post on my story, share photos, edit videos. Like
then your brain is constantly like, okay, what do I need to post next? Like, what am I doing? Like your brain is running all day long.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's worth it. But.
Yeah, it is. But it's like, it's a little bit different because you don't clock in, clock out. It's kind of just like a.
Yeah. And a lot of the work you're doing, you're not getting paid for also, until it's live.
Also, the amount of money you make is determined by how much you are willing to put into your work. So I could say I don't want to do anything this week. I don't want to promote a single product. I don't want to do anything. And I'm not going to make money. It's not like I'm on a salary where I get guaranteed pay. It's like if you want to get paid and you want to make more money, you have to work for it. So there's no guarantee at all, which can be stressful for sure. Okay, this is a good like segue into the next question. All influencers do is take photos. I mean, literally, that might be 2% of what I do is take photos.
Yeah, that's like not even that much time.
No. And like when you're taking, I mean, yes, like I guess I take photos of Sage all day, but the photos you're seeing us post, like that's like a quick little like 5-minute thing.
It's like the preparation and like the preparing for that takes a minute.
Yeah.
But it's not really like that we just go and do photo shoots all day. Which we do.
Let's talk about what an influencer does. So this is what these are like the different things that influencers might have going on. So I mean, obvious on Instagram that you see is going to be Instagram stories and Instagram posts, like pictures or reels, now that that's a thing. Geez, or doing an IGTV or going on lives. Like, there's so many different things that you can do on Instagram now.
Yeah.
But Instagram stories are typically filmed in real time, and they need to be, like, uploaded right away. You can do swipe up links on those things. You have to add text overlay. You have to add tags. Like, there's just things that you have to think about when you're trying to gain traction in any sort of form. And then pictures, which don't take too much time to do, but if it's a sponsored picture, You have to take it beforehand. You have to send it back to the brand, get it approved.
You have to get it approved, yeah.
Which we can go into in a second. But yeah, that's like a whole thing. So there's just the actual content that you see. But then behind the scenes, you are answering emails. You're taking calls because anytime you work with a brand, you're going to hop on a call with them. You're going to lock down the creative, like, okay, this is where I'm thinking of doing my picture with the product. This is kind of what I'm thinking of saying in the story. You have to lock all that in. And then on top of that, there's any sort of like entrepreneurial thing that you're trying to do. Like, we have our YouTube channel, we have our podcast, you have to upload those. And we're not just like filming and then the video gets put out. We film, we send it to our editor, we get it edited, we upload it, we come up with a title, we come up with a thumbnail, like so many different things that you have to do. And then if you're doing any sort of outside projects, like me and my sisters, we're all working on this clothing collection for the fall.
Yeah.
I'm doing my fitness line. Like, there's just so many different things. Like I said, well, it's like you don't have to do it, but if you want to make money and you want to be successful and you want your brand to grow, you've got to get after it. Like, there's no time to just chill.
Yeah.
So no, we don't just take photos.
Yeah.
Jeez. That was a rant.
I mean,
I'm just kidding.
It's just, I think it's interesting to know because I feel like people might think that like literally all we do is what you see on Instagram.
Yeah.
And
no, it's very
not true at all.
It's not true. I just said it's very true. It's not true. Oh.
So, okay, I kind of touched on it, but I feel like we need to like actually tell you what this is like. So this is what happens when you work with a brand. So let's say, I mean, both of us have worked with Tula, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we're just going to use Tula as an example. It's a skincare company. We've both worked with them for a really long time now.
We love it.
They're awesome. So they will send us product, or we already, I mean, at this point, we already have products. Pretty much they're just like restocking our products because we go through them so quickly. But
yeah,
they send us product, and if we have agreed upon doing like a Instagram reel or Instagram post or like 5 to 6 story slides, let's say that's what we're doing. So before this even happens, my manager will write out like a, not a script, but like a rough kind of like, this is what, these are the talking points they'd like you to hit. Meaning like if they have a special deal going on, make sure I mention the code and the deal and the discount that they're going to get. Or if they want me to talk about a specific product, like, hey, we want you to talk about our facial cleanser this time. So kind of gives you like a loose script that you can follow. You film those story slides, you take the picture with the product, and then you send it in to the brand for approval. So my manager will send everything to Tula. They will review it. They're really awesome. They always review it super quick, and they love everything to be supernatural.
Yeah.
So I feel like they always approve like within a day. But there have been brands that have taken a week and then said, no, we need you to reshoot this. We didn't like it, or we need you to redo that.
Yeah.
So most of the time when you see a sponsored post, it's not real time. It's something that we filmed maybe a couple days prior.
Yeah.
Which is hard too, because then you're like, okay, how do I make it fit into the day that it's going to be posted on without it looking just like completely random?
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, I've sent in like a couple things and they're like, no, you need to refilm this. So then you have to refilm the whole entire thing, which is fine because it's like you want them to get out what they're paying you for. So that part's hard, but it's like, yeah, it's not usually, it's like the week later that you're posting it. So sometimes it can look like weird. So you have to like, I structure my day around it to make it look like natural. But yeah, that's a big part of influencing.
Yeah. So it's not just like we don't just get to do it. I mean, it makes sense, though. The brands are paying us to promote their product. They're going to want to make sure that we're promoting it in the way that they had imagined. So
yeah,
it makes sense. But it definitely adds like a different level of like, OK, I got to coordinate and everything.
Yeah. OK, I got a funny one. Not really funny, but whatever. Influencers shake off constructive criticism as hate so they don't have to listen to it.
Oh, interesting. I've actually gotten this a couple times with things with Sage. So like anytime somebody bashes me about how I'm handling with like being a mom with Sage, like a lot of people are like, you can't have that in her crib. You can't let her sleep with a blanket. And I have exposed them sometimes and people are like, you're just mad because you know you're wrong. And I'm like, but I don't know that I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, I just think it's funny because, I mean, it's different from every influencer to every influencer. You know what I mean? Like people react differently to constructive criticism, but it's like how they're saying it, I think, is what bothers you, because a lot of it, it's not coming from a nice place. It's literally them trying to tell us that they know better than us. And it's like with Lindsay being a mom, it's like, just let her figure it out, or like let her do her method, or you know, let us just do it ourselves, like do it the way we want to. But then it's like, I think it's just where it's coming from. Like the intent behind it, and a lot of it is very negative.
Oh, yeah. Constructive criticism is one thing, but constructive criticism typically doesn't come from a random person you've never met on social media.
Yeah.
Like, that's not where you're getting good constructive criticism. Now, I will say, there have been a couple times where I've gotten DMs like, hey, just wanted to let you know I saw Sage was teething. I used this product, and it was really great.
Great.
Thank you. That's awesome.
That's coming from, like, a good place.
Or, hey, I noticed you were doing this. Try this. It might help with Sage's whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's really sweet and helpful. Doesn't mean I have to listen to it, but that's a better way to do it.
Not like Sage shouldn't have this in her crib.
Yeah.
Or
because it's just funny. I just laugh. I'm like, if everybody's life was on display 24/7, I'm pretty sure you would be really pissed about some of the things people would say to you. So just like maybe don't say that to other people.
Yeah.
But I mean,
or just kind of like sit back and maybe think of a way you can say it nicer or just like in a better way. Because a lot of it just comes off aggressive and rude and it's not helpful. So I don't know.
Okay, this one's good. Not really an assumption, but how do you come up with so much content? So this is actually a great question, and it's kind of crazy because you actually have to plan it out. Like, I plan out my content.
Yeah.
Not like to a T, but I mean, like, stories are just on the fly. Like, I never plan out my story content. It's really just like, this is what I try to just be really like open and honest and share my day. But when it comes to Instagram pictures and like especially reels, I feel like with reels, you have to you have to plan. You can't just wing it. Pictures are a little easier. It's like depending on what you did that day, if you end up getting a cute pic, cool. But if not, then like I want to make sure I'm posting enough. But reels can be tough because you're trying to like keep up with the trends, which I'm horrible at.
Well, so yeah, I just started doing this now because I'm like, I just want to be more organized in my thoughts and like how I'm posting. So on Sundays, I'll kind of just like take a second, get on my phone, get on my notes, and just kind of like think about some fun topics or things that you guys always ask me to share. And I'll just like plan out my week. So I'll just put like 3 or 4 topics that I want to really dive deep into and like talk about or something that I want to share. Or it's funny, but I'll go on TikTok and I'll watch trends and I'll just be like, okay, how can I recreate that into my, you know, like something that relates to me? So that's what I've been doing lately, is just on Sundays, just kind of like sitting down, planning out my week, what I want to share. And I feel like that's been really helpful because sometimes I'm just like always like, I'm in a rut. What do I post about today? What do I do? And so, I don't know, that's been helping me a ton. Okay, next question. You get sent free things and never use them. I mean, that's a good question. I would say a lot of the brands that I actually work with are things that like I've been sent to with no like, can you post about this? And I genuinely love it. And so I'll reach out to the brand and be like, hey, would you want to do a sponsored post? Because I really love this product or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say we do get a lot of free things. And sometimes we don't use them, but then we wouldn't share about them.
Yeah. But, and I also like, anything that I don't use, I really, really try to find a place for them. Like, I'll either offer it to my mom or sisters or my sister-in-laws, or if it's clothing, like, I always donate. We have a donation center here, and, like, I go there all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, sometimes we don't use them, but I really try to repurpose because I think it's so wasteful to just, like, throw them away.
Same, yeah.
But for the most part, we really, like, I like to just try products, and then it's like, anything that we like give a shout out to, like that's us genuinely just wanting to say like we like this product, we like all of them.
Yeah.
But I feel like people think if we're tagging, then that must mean that they're paying us and forcing us to talk about it. But we're not forced to talk about literally anything that we share. So,
yeah. No, it's so fun. My niece is like, she's like 14 now. So she like loves this kind of stuff.
That's cute.
So I'll go and bring her stuff if she wants it. But I don't know.
Okay, this one's funny. It's hard to explain your job to your family not on social media. And this could not ring more true than it does for me.
Yeah,
I feel like this is very relevant in my life because I feel like, I mean, our family's very aware of what we're doing. Like, our parents are very into it. They're very on top of it. But, like, Sam's family is definitely out of the loop. And even Sam's out of the loop. But I feel like, I mean, Topher's in the loop. Topher's family, do they, like, keep up with it?
I mean, they'll, like, ask about it, but I don't think they really understand, like, the
ins and outs.
Yes, and, like, how that I actually get paid pretty good for it. So it's, like, sometimes it's like, oh, that's cute, you're doing this. But I don't know. But I think his dad's a little bit more aware. He works for a company that does a lot of, like, marketing and influencer stuff. So I think he gets it more than his mom does. But, yeah, I mean, they're really supportive of it, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good. And they all have social media. Like, do they all like follow what you do? Like, do they see your things?
Yeah, I guess that's true. A lot of his sisters follow me, which is super fun. His parents both follow me. They're not like active on Instagram,
but they like
but
see
they
what you
see
post.
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's good. At least they like.
Like
see.
When we did that dancing one, I went over to the house and his mom's like, "Oh wow, you still got a Jensen?" And I was like, "Oh gosh,
that's so cute.
She's so cute.
That's so cute." Yeah, I feel like very different for me. Sam's family, like his sister has it. Like my sister-in-law's and his sister like are very up to date, and I feel like they know what I'm doing. But like his brothers, his dad, literally. So his mom, who passed away, had social media, and she literally kept up with every single thing that I did, and it was amazing. Like every single thing I did, she knew about. She watched all the things. But his dad has never had a social media channel ever in his life, like literally ever. And Sam doesn't even, I mean, he has an Instagram, but he's not even on it. So it's really funny because he doesn't even really know what I do all day. Like, he understands it, obviously, but.
But he's not, like, watching it.
No, he's not like, watching it. Like, sometimes he'll be like, "Oh, I want to watch your stories today." And be like, "Oh, my gosh, you filmed so many stories." I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
You're like, "Yeah, babe."
Yeah, he doesn't really, like, know. But, well, he fully understands what I do, but he doesn't see it. So it's kind of interesting. But
yeah.
It is kind of interesting to explain to people, like, "Well, what do you do?" "Well, I'm just doing, like, social media stuff." And people are like, "What?"
No, I think it's so funny. I was talking to one of my brother-in-laws, and it's like, they ask what you do, and you're like, "Oh, I started a YouTube channel with my sisters," and they're like, "Oh, cool! Like you do a YouTube with your sisters? Like it's
they
funny because
they don't
get it, which is totally fine. It's like I don't feel the need to explain to them like how cool it is, but whatever. That's kind of funny though. I saw a funny one. They can automatically be skinny without trying really hard. Like, how does that even apply to us? Or how
does
are
that
all
apply to
influencers
anyone?
Skinny?
How could anyone get skinny without trying?
Interesting.
I did used to be so curious, though, because I feel like celebrities would, like, have a baby and then, like, the next day look
banging.
Which I'm sure, like, those kind of people have, like, personal trainers and personal chefs, but we do not have that, so we got to work for it ourselves.
We have to work really hard.
Some are disconnected from reality and the struggles people who work 8 to 5 experience. So definitely not disconnected from reality. And I have a husband who works like 7 to 7 every single day. Goes to a job, tough job, works hard, and is on a salary that like sometimes I'm like, "Oh, you should be getting paid more. Like you put in so much work."
Yeah.
And I understand that there's people who barely make ends meet and work all day long. And I am not disconnected from that in the slightest. Like,
yeah.
I see it. And I understand that that's really hard. But I hate that, like, that I hate that just because I'm not doing that, it means that I'm disconnected or that I, like, for some reason don't care. Because that's not true at all. But then it's like at the same time.
It's
like we're very aware of how it is.
Yeah. And I've gone through my struggles when I first started. Like, I wasn't making that much money, and it's like we were struggling. And two, like, I mean, yeah, like we have said multiple times, and like I feel so blessed that we're able to do this and like that it pays for things and that we can, like, I don't know, have a very comfortable life. But it's just like we're connected with reality. Like,
also,
we understand reality.
I also think that, like, our childhood helped us. Like, everybody always assumes, like, you must have grown up in such a rich family.
No.
We did not. Our parents worked. Both had to work. Our dad worked our whole entire life.
They did really well, but they never told us that they did well.
Yeah, like, and also they probably, and they, I know for sure they really struggled at times.
Well, like,
and they never made us feel like they struggled. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the way we were raised is, like, we work really hard. And, like, we understand people's struggles because sometimes we've gone through that. Or, I don't know, we just sympathize with people and we're not just like,
I also think it's, like, it's super important to remember. Well, and I think a lot of people don't remember this, but I have friends who, like, are in the same line of work and they don't understand that, like, at any minute this could be gone.
Well, yeah.
Like, at any minute social media could be gone and no more advertising and that's our income and you have to be prepared for that. And, like, me and Sam have tried really hard to be financially prepared for anything. Like, okay, this is like, we don't just like spend all our money and live this like crazy lavish life. Like, we're very much aware that like everything can change at the drop of a freaking,
drop of a pin.
Drop of a coin.
Drop of a coin. Pin?
I don't know. But anyways, it could happen. It could change. So it's like, we are very aware of reality and how things could go.
Totally. Okay. We're going to end with one more assumption. Many people became influencers during the pandemic. I mean, I think people had to get really creative during the pandemic and how they made money, because a lot of jobs, you were either being laid off, you weren't going into work. So I feel like a lot of people had to be like, okay, how am I going to make money? And influencing is a great way to, like, I don't know, start that or do that.
Well, and you could do it from anywhere.
Yeah. Home. And a lot of people were home during the pandemic. So it's like they probably had time to do that. So, yeah. I mean, maybe. Yeah. We started way before then, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I think in the pandemic, though, more than anything, a lot of brands turned to social media for advertising.
Oh, totally.
Like, that was kind of like,
because they weren't able to, like, go do events or whatever. It was like all Instagram. What ads can we do?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think this is a good little segue into our next. We wanted to give little tips. Like,
yeah,
if you've been thinking about wanting to start influencing, or you're doing it and just haven't seen any growth, we just wanted to give little tips. Yeah. I mean, not that we're professionals, but I think we do have experience and, I don't know, could help you out.
Yeah. I think if you're, like, thinking about getting into it and wondering if you want to, just be prepared to, like, devote a lot of time to it and to maybe not see anything come from it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think it's, like, it's a grind. It doesn't happen overnight at all. I mean, maybe for some people it does.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, with TikTok, I think a lot of that is overnight, but...
But typically it's not. And it's something that you have to, like, put time into before you even see an outcome. So, like, go into it comfortable knowing that, like, okay, I may put 6 months into this and see nothing.
And not, yeah.
And have to be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would say, like, just know that it's a grind and you have to commit.
I would say my biggest tip is, like, consistency. Like, it is exhausting, but you have to be consistent on Instagram. And, like, constantly reaching out to brands being like, hey, I would love to promote your, like, you just have to constantly be doing stuff. So if you're feeling like, I don't know if I, like, you have to go in 100% and be consistent with it, or I don't know, it's just not gonna work out, I think. Because you have to be really aggressive and almost, like, be your advocate. Like, you have to, like, promote yourself constantly of why they would choose you to promote this product. So I would say consistency. And, what was my other?
Like, have confidence in yourself. Like, be your own advocate.
Yeah.
And, like, only do what is worth it to you. And, I mean, I'd go back to, like, this mistake I feel like I made when I first started. Don't just promote any product because it's money and it's exciting.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to generate a genuine and, like, engaged audience, you have to be genuine with them. So don't just do anything and everything. Make sure what you're putting out there is true to who you are as a person. Because that, at the end of the day, is all the people I like to follow on Instagram are people that I feel like are just, like, very genuine and, like, true to who they are. They're not trying to be anything. So that's a huge thing.
A tip I would say is, if, like, just throughout the day, like, what products you actually use, tag the company, because chances are they're going to see it. So if you're using, like, this lotion that you love from Tan Lux, tag them. And sometimes they're like, oh, hey, like, thank you for sharing our company. We would like to send you some stuff. Like, just always be tagging companies, even though they're not paying you, just because it's getting them to see your page. And then also it's like, oh, wow. Like, they're probably thinking, oh, wow, we didn't even pay this girl and she talked about a product for us. So maybe try that. Like, if there's a company you've been wanting to work with, like, get something of theirs, or if you already have something, like, share about it on your story, tag them, and they'll see it. So,
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, sometimes it's just, like, shooting your shot. Like, just put it out there and see
what happens.
I tag
Lululemon all the time, and, man, they still haven't seen me.
I know. That is so funny, because I feel like we post about Lulu a lot, and people are always like, man, they must pay you so much money. I'm like,
oh, my gosh, they don't even know who I am.
No, I pay for every freaking Lulu item I ever have.
Same.
But, yeah, that is a really good tip. Like, tag the brands that you want to work with. Put it out there. Like, you have to be really confident, and you have to, like, be willing to sometimes put yourself in a position where you are, like, just, like, putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
You can't be timid or shy or, like, oh, I don't deserve that. Like, go after what you deserve and believe that you deserve it, and a lot of things will come your way.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, have – not that you need – like, have – influencer friends. Like, I think it's really fun when you follow influencers and you comment on their pictures. They comment on yours. Like, kind of – be involved with the community of it. Like, if you really like this one girl and her posts, like, follow her and engage on her stuff so she can see your stuff, and you just can, like, be a part of the community.
Yeah, that's
true. Because I think a lot of it now is, like,
connection.
You are in, like, the cute little, like, mom squad now, and you have, like, all, like, you have connections with them, and I don't know, I just think it's smart, because then you're, like, then a company that promotes somebody that you follow, they might see your stuff and they're like, oh, hey, like she's kind of the same demographic. Let me reach out to her. I don't know. I think that's another tip.
Yeah, that's really good. I feel like just with all this, just make sure you're being yourself because you'll be miserable. Like the worst thing that you could do is like create a brand and be this person you're not, because then it's like
it's so fake and it's so hard.
And then you're stuck being somebody you're not. Like just
all day long.
It's not worth it. And if you isn't like, if what you're putting out there being genuine isn't really like working, don't change for anybody because it's not worth it. I promise you.
You'll find brands that want you for you. Yeah. So,
and also like dip your toes in everything. Like don't just do Instagram. Have a create a blog, get a YouTube channel if you can. Like really try to kind of like dive into all aspects, and then I feel like you'll naturally find what you enjoy
doing. Yeah. That's a good tip.
Yeah. Well,
we just shared all our secrets.
All of them. Good luck, guys.
No, thanks for listening, you guys. This was a really fun episode. I think it's just good to talk about this stuff because a lot of people don't really understand, or they like judge you for this kind of stuff. So it was good to kind of just like clear the air, be really honest in your assumptions, and yeah, give you a couple tips.
Thanks for listening, and we will be back next week with
Monday. If you haven't noticed, we've been posting every Monday.
Yes,
Monday's our day.
Monday is the day, so stay tuned for more. And thanks for listening.
Yeah,
please,
thanks, guys,
go leave us a review. Let us know what you think about the podcast.
Yeah. Hopefully, this is really funny. Hopefully, our sound is better. Oh, we're sorry. We are beginners at this.
Yes.
So, we're trying to figure out all the techie stuff, literally figuring it out ourselves. So, we're sorry if it's not
been a little wonky.
But we hope today is better. We kind of fixed some things. So, we hope the sound was great. If not, let us know.
Yes,
we'll
please.
Fix it. But yeah, thanks for listening, you guys.
Thank you. Have a good week. Bye.